Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove my love for you is true.
Middays with Jamie and Grayson continues. John Grayson here with you, and so happy to bring in our next guest. Of course, Jamie is out today, but we are here, and it's all the more reason, and what a great time to bring in John Oates. You know John, of course, a longtime singer-songwriter, half of Hall & Oates, and has done a bunch of brilliant solo work as well, and a brand new one out. It's called Live in Nashville with the Good Road Band. John Oates, what a pleasure to have you here. How's it going?
Thanks, John. It's good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, it's been a little while, buddy. But it's what a weird time. You know, it's good that you guys were able to record this as you did in January of this year, because if you'd waited a couple of months on this, you wouldn't have been able to.
Well, you know what happened was, you know, I had been touring with the Good Road Band in between Hall & Oates tours for the last couple of years. And, you know, we were playing really well. You know, anytime you tour a lot with a band, the band gets tighter and better. And what happened was in 2020, I was scheduled to go on tour with Daryl Hall, and we were going to do a big Hall & Oates tour. And I thought, well, I'm not going to play with my guys in Nashville this year. So I would, you know, let's record something and kind of get it in the can. And we did this in January before kind of the world kind of shut down. But then when the Hall & Oates tour was canceled, I'm like, whoa, well, at least I've got this great recording, and I decided to put it out. Yeah.
Right. Well, and a great recording it is. And like you said, the band got tighter over time. It's not like you guys just got together for this one gig and put it together and put it out there. Talk a little bit about putting that band together, because you got some incredible players here.
Yeah, it's a group of friends and guys who I've been working with for quite a while, ever since I moved to Nashville about 10 years ago. And, you know, it starts with the great legendary mandolin player, Sam Bush. He is one of the first people who welcomed me to Nashville, and he and I played together in the early days. And he plays with us whenever he can. Of course, he has his own group as well. And then, you know, the rest of the guys are top-notch session players who have played with everyone from Casey Musgraves to Dan Auerbach to Roseanne Cash to the Wallflowers and on and on and on. You know, and so these guys are just world-class musicians, and to get them all together in one place is not always the easiest thing with everyone's schedule. But
right.
I managed to do it, and I'm so glad I did, because the playing is just incredible. And you know, this is a true live album. I mean, we played live and recorded this at the Station Inn, and we didn't change one thing. You know, we didn't go in the studio and overdub and put new vocals on it like that. You know, a lot of people do that with live albums. You know, you can do that nowadays.
Sure.
Technology. But no, this is a true live album. There's not one thing changed on it. And so I'm real proud of it, because we captured a real magic night.
No doubt about it. And again, one of the last ones before all of this started to happen. And I want to delve into the music, but before we do, I want to go into the venue a little bit, because for people who don't know Nashville, the Station Inn is a legendary building. It's the first venue, as a matter of fact, when I moved to Nashville in 97 that I ever went to. And it splits the difference between like the polished nature of the Bluebird down south and the kind of grungier places over on Elliston Place. The Station Inn is right near Music Row, and it It has just such a great vibe, a great city vibe to it. Why did you choose that place? Was it because you were going for that vibe, or was it just the Station Inn had a date open?
Well, when I first, you know, I actually, first place that my wife and I, we bought a little condo in the Gulch, which is, that's where the Station Inn is.
Yeah.
Gulch neighborhood of Nashville. And so it was my local venue, basically. And when we first moved to town, you know, I would get invited to come down and sit in with various players, and I could literally walk from my apartment right to the Station Inn. And when I started playing with this group of guys that became the Good Road Band, that's where we started. So I wanted to go back to the same place and kind of have a full circle moment where we could go back to the same legendary venue. And I knew every time I played there, I've always had a really great experience, and it's always sounded great. So that's why we went back.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I mean, whatever the recording setup they have there and that you guys brought with you, it does. It sounds like a studio album with clapping. I mean, the quality is just that good, but it captures that kind of live vibe as well. And so let's get into the music a little bit, because, I mean, obviously you've got your roots in rock and soul, and this is a very country blues kind of record. So I have a good friend, I believe you know him too, Dave Hinson from Killer Vintage Guitars, who said that, you know, all popular music stems from the blues. It all starts with Robert Johnson and the rest of that. So, you know, you've got some Mississippi John Hurt in here, and that idea of taking country and blues and just making that fusion, I mean, it just works. So bring us through the song selection a little bit.
Well, you know, every song on this album has a direct connection to me personally, whether it was a song that I played as a kid, like the Don Gibson classic, Oh Lonesome Me. That was one of the first songs I played and could, well, you know, when I was good enough on guitar when I was about 9 years old to accompany myself.
Yeah.
I got to play that song at the Don Gibson Theater many years ago. And his widow, Bobby Gibson, Miss Bobby Gibson, was sitting in the front row when I played it. And so it was one of those things where, you know, it was just this moment here again, another full circle moment. The other thing is the Jimmy Rogers classic, Miss the Mississippi and You. I performed at the Bristol Rhythm and Roots Festival in Bristol, Tennessee, and they were doing a tribute to Jimmy Rogers, and I got to play that song. And so ever since I played it and learned it, I put that in the set. And so it goes, you know. Mississippi John Hurt was one of my teenage heroes. I got to see him play in the early 60s, back when the folk revival,
wow,
when these roots musicians were being rediscovered. And so, yeah, I actually own his guitar, the one he played at the Newport Folk Festival.
Oh, so, dude.
Yeah, I've got all these connections to this music. So it's very, very personal to me. And this is the music and the kind of stuff that I was doing way before I met Daryl Hall. And it's really my move to Nashville gave me the opportunity to kind of step back in time and rediscover my earliest musical memories. And then, of course, bring it forward with my, you know, with who I am today.
Yeah. And it's all there for you. It's, you know, it's down and it's recorded and it's available to you. John Oates of the Good Road Band live in Nashville. And it's a fantastic piece of work. But here's the great thing, you know, while we've all been sitting here during lockdowns and pandemic and all of that, trying to figure out how to perfect macaroni and cheese, what are you doing? Oh, you're just getting together with guys like, you know, Peter Frampton, Mark Knopfler, Paul Rogers, and doing a charity version of Stand By Me. I would love to know how this project started.
Well, there's a guy in England who's kind of the, you know, he's a legendary disc jockey. His name is Whisperin' Bob Harris. And many, many years ago in the 70s, he had a show called The Old Gray Whistle Test, which was kind of like,
sure.
It was one of the only true music shows in the UK back in the old days. And when Daryl and I first went to England in 1973 or 74, we played The Old Gray Whistle Test. So I've known Bob Harris forever. And now Bob is the head of the Americana, UK Americana Association. And he and his wife run a really great Americana music thing over there in England. And they reached out to me and asked me if I'd be part of it. And I said, of course. And the song Stand By Me is one of Bob's favorite songs. And I think it's a 60-year-old song. And I think he's celebrating 60 years in the music business. And they wanted to celebrate it that way.
That's great. And of course, I mean, of course, it's his favorite song because it's an incredible piece of music, which, you know, that brings me to something I don't think we've ever talked about, which is, you talked about growing up and listening to the roots artists and all of that. Is there a song that every time you grab a guitar, just sitting around and hacking away, is the first one you pick out to play?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you should say that. I play stuff that, like, here again, that goes back to that time. I have a really cool arrangement of Sitting on Top of the World, you know,
which, oh, that's great.
Which really goes back to the 1930s, you know, with the Mississippi Sheiks. And even though it's become a bluegrass classic over the years, it was actually originally done by them as a blues song. So, you know, it shows how the cross-pollination between the blues of the Deep South, you know, kind of, you know, was translated by the bluegrassers, you know, in the Appalachians to a different vibe. But, you know, it just goes to show you a great song's a great song. So I came up with a version of it. I always loved the Doc Watson's version of Sitting on Top of the World, but I could never quite play it the way he did. So I kind of took part of what he did and made it a little my own. And we've got a really cool version of it on the record as well.
That's great. And again, the brand new one is called Live in Nashville. It's John Oates and the Good Road Band. And John, I know there's a bunch of other stuff that you're into, but, you know, we've got to talk about this because I know we were kind of late to the party on this, but just last week, as a matter of fact, a week ago today, somebody turned us on to the Hall & Oates hotline. I mean, the fact that you can call this thing and just, you know, dial in a number and listen to, you know, Maneater or something like that. I know you guys weren't directly involved in that thing, but what do you think of it? And when do you remember the first time you heard that existed?
Yeah, it's actually been around for quite a while. Yeah, we heard about it. At first, I was kind of put off. I was thinking, man, what's this guy doing putting up all our songs on? And then we realized it's like free publicity. So
there you go.
It was a guy from Silicon Valley who did it. And so we kind of just let it go. And we said, yeah, it's funny. And a lot of people get a kick out of it.
John Oates is here with us. The brand new one is John Oates and the Good Road Band live in Nashville. And John, you mentioned that you and Daryl were talking about going out on tour when this one was put together in the first place, that you were getting ready to go and do that. Obviously, that's been put off now. But when you guys get together to do another one of these Hall & Oates tours, what's it like dealing with each other, you know, after all of these years? Is the relationship still as good as it ever was?
Well, you know, we've known each other for so long. I mean, we met in 1967, and we were just both out of high school. You know, we had separate bands. Eventually, we got together, you know, and we got together as friends, really. We did not, you know, in the 60s, we weren't working together. He was doing some session work and playing with a bar band. I was playing in a blues band and doing a lot of folk, playing in folk clubs. So we did that for a few years, and then I think we were both frustrated with the things we were doing individually.
Yeah.
And we kind of got together as like a alternative to the other stuff. And we said, you know what, let's just write some songs and play together, just the two of us. And of course that evolved into having a band and all that. But that's really how it started, you know, and we're like brothers, you know, we know each other so well. We don't have to talk. We live in different parts of the country. But it doesn't matter. You know, as soon as we get back on the road, it's like time stopped. You know, it's like we're back, you know, doing exactly what we're doing. You know?
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, when you're coming back to the album, and there's one last question I want to kind of get into you and get a vibe for, is when you're on stage like that, there's so much great work in here. There's some tremendous finger picking work. There's some great kind of up-tempo songs. And there are also some tremendous ballads in this. What feels the best to you as an artist? Is it when you're, you know, when you've got a ballad that's got, you know, tears coming to everybody's eyes, or when you've got everybody kind of up and snapping their fingers?
Well, you know, they're two different kinds of energy. The one energy is like more of an emotional energy. And of course, that's very powerful, like the ballads and things like that. But, the, you know, when you start rocking, you know, then it's more of a physical thing. You know, it's more of a, you know, people start moving, and that's a different kind of energy. They're both just as good. You know, it's just, you know, I think when you put a set together, a live set, you try to balance that out. You try to take people on a journey, you know, an emotional journey where you bring them in to where they're really sucked into to, you know, kind of feeling it in their heart. And then all of a sudden you hit them over the head and they're feeling it in the gut, you know. It's one of those things.
So what do you think about going back on the road at this point? I mean, is there a schedule?
Well, yeah, we booked, Daryl and I booked a tour for August of 21. Now, whether that happens or not is up to the gods, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we hope so. I hope we can get back and play live. Everyone wants it. You know, the fans want it, the bands, the groups, and everyone associated wanted. We're trying our best, but we can only do what we can do.
Well, listen, whenever it is, you know we're going to be there in the audience to watch you, and hope that the Good Road Band and you get to go out on tour again sometime soon as well, because we'd love to see that. And again, John Oates, brand new, John Oates and the Good Road Band live in Nashville. It's out and available to you now. Any better way to get it than any other?
Well, you know, it's on Pandora and Spotify and iTunes. Amazon's going to be making CDs. And if you go on my Instagram, I have a very active Instagram page. It's called John Oates Official, and I've got all kinds of stuff going on. I'm working on a soundtrack for a movie. I've got a few songs, original songs that I've written for that. That's called Gringa, and that's coming out at the end of the year or the beginning of the year. So there's lots of cool stuff. So the Instagram page has everything.
Outstanding. Well, listen, John Oates, always a pleasure talking to you, my friend. Thank you so much for dropping by and for lending us a little music today.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate you spreading the word.
My pleasure. Take care. There's more to come as Middays continues on 98.1 KMBZ.
Well, she called me up down in El Paso.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.